Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. The band Rubble Bucket knows how to make an impression. They're big, they're loud, a seven-piece outfit complete with horns. Their songs blend soul, funk, and Afropop into something irresistibly danceable. And they've been known to show up with giant robot puppets. Maybe not here today, but they've wowed the crowds at South by Southwest and recently made their national TV debut on Jimmy Kimmel Live. And they're here with us in the Soundcheck studio today to play some songs from their new EP called Save Charlie. Here is Rubble Bucket with the song Save Charlie, live on Soundcheck. We'll be right back. That is Rubble Bucket, all one word, one big band here in the Soundcheck studio with a song called Save Charlie. It's on their EP of the same name, which is out now. Rubble Bucket consists of Kalmia Traver on vocals. Hi, Kalmia.
Hello.
Kalmia also plays sax, just not on the particular songs we're hearing today. Mm-hmm. But the rest of the horn section, Alex Toth on trumpet, with Adam Dotson on trombone. Then we've got Darby Wolf on keys, Ian Hersey playing guitar, Dave Cole behind our drums, and on bass today, Michael Montgomery. Kalmia, Alex, to you and the rest of the band, welcome to Soundcheck.
Thank you so much for having us.
It is Rubble Bucket, all one word.
Yes.
What is a rubble bucket?
It's just a big 5-gallon, 10-gallon big bucket.
Filled with rubble.
Yeah.
It's a tool used in stonemasonry. Our old percussionist was a stonemason, and the Vermont stonemasons jokingly called it a rubble bucket. I don't know if other stonemasons call it that, but in Vermont they do.
Yeah, okay. It's vernacular Vermont.
So you guys are from Brooklyn via the Green Mountains or something like that.
Yeah,
and then Boston too.
Yeah.
Okay. You met in college? Is that how the band got started?
Yeah, we the two of us met, and then right after college, I think, is when we met Adam and everyone else in Boston. Like, mm-hmm. we moved to Boston and met Adam, like...
Yeah, we met Adam on a parade
right
gig.
After that.
We were doing, to pick up money, we were doing, like, Boston City Band, you know, American marching music, and ran into Adam playing euphonium.
Okay. So from the beginning, then, the sound of, like, lots of brass, did that sort of lead you in this kind of dance music direction?
Yeah, we started out kind of like really into Afrobeat music and exploring like polyrhythms, and we had like 3 percussionists and 4 horns, and that was really, really tough to actually tour with that many people. And
also
it was just like these long, like sprawling, you know, Afrobeat songs. And
like Fela Kuti, the late
right.
Nigerian band.
But it was like
from
the beginning it was our own take on it, but we sort of evolved the sound and made it more of a pop thing with some of that influence still there.
And with these big robot puppets that have been known to appear with you guys on stage. They're not in evidence today, but...
We destroyed them.
You
we
destroyed them?
We had a destruction ceremony.
Yeah.
Almost, it's getting
but,
close
But wait a minute,
a
there were
ago.
People inside of those
No,
things.
We didn't destroy the people.
No, they're backpack mounted, and they're like huge, and we did like 130 shows with them. They're only supposed to do 6, we were supposed to do 6, and then...
They lasted...
Lasted a whole year, and then we just got... We were just
people were just demanding the puppets, huh?
Yeah,
yeah, they love the puppets.
And then
puppets.
Somebody, I think it was Darby backstage, was like, "Kill the robots!" And then after the show, our New Year's Eve show last year, we just took them out into the parking lot, mafia style.
Mm. And what about the love tunnels? Am I going to get in trouble for saying love tunnel on the radio?
I don't know.
What is a love tunnel?
We had our one of our artistic collaborators, Neil Frid from the Terrapigeon Dance Revolt. We've kind of brought him on board to help us do some party facilitation. And that the love tunnel was his idea. It's like, I don't know. I think we just wanted to have elements that where we could really expand our energy from the stage out into the crowd and break that third wall or fourth wall.
Right.
Wall. I don't know.
Yeah so the love tunnel is like a big
I don't think you want to break the third wall, because then the whole edifice comes crashing down on you. But the fourth wall's okay. So
yeah, it's like this. It kind of the love tunnel accordions out and in the middle of the crowd. And really early on, we discovered that it didn't quite work, because if it's a sold out show or if there's a bunch of people in the audience, the very first time we busted it out, it got destroyed and just turned into a parachute. So now we just kind of use
it as
a parachute.
They just want the parachute more.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it works sometimes. Sometimes they get going and everyone runs through the love tunnel and it's like, who knows what happens in there.
Hmm. So the band is Rubble Bucket, performing at Music Hall of Williamsburg tonight, mm-hmm. and performing for us here in the studio today. The new EP, the one that's out now, is called Save Charlie. You guys just did the title track from that. And Kalmia, this must have been very hard for you in the making of this, because you were going through chemo for ovarian cancer.
Yeah, ovarian. I got diagnosed like May. Or like June 15th or something.
Of this year.
And then it coincided like absurdly with making the EP. It was like everything was happening at once. And so this whole summer has been like, for me, 2 surgeries and then 3 rounds of chemo. And like in the cracks of all of that, just keeping doing, you know, recording and playing shows as much as possible. So yeah, it's been really intense.
How were you able to do live shows? I mean, even here in the studio, you're bopping around. I mean, it's obviously a very kind of, there's a certain athleticism. How do you do that when you, in between chemo?
It's actually, I mean, the first week is really hard. I was just bedridden, like, but it's separated by 21 days. So by the end, I was able to have my energy. And I think that playing music and just, they say that exercise is really important for people who are going through chemo. And obviously, like, screaming and crowd surfing and being in, like, a throng of people dancing my booty off.
They say that's good for it, too.
Yeah. My nurses were like, I don't know if you play music, but you should consider being a front woman and crowd surfing.
So where are you now? And are you is the chemo is done?
Yeah. Yeah, the chemo's done. It was just stage one. I mean, I make that sound like a small deal. It was only stage one.
Only two surgeries, yeah.
Yeah. But no, like right now I'm healing from the chemo and just, hoping that it doesn't come back.
Right.
That's the
Well, obviously we all hope that. I just wonder, you know, your fans sort of know this, right? Because you sort of posted a kind of public letter when you were diagnosed and stuff. I'm just wondering what they feel like when you suddenly are crowd surfing. Like, oh, my God, we can't drop this one.
Yeah, it's good crowd surf, like, insurance.
So, but you still do that?
Well, I've crowd surfed once since the whole cancer thing. But you can't crowd surf at every show, so...
Yeah. People don't drop the singer. They dropped me before.
They dropped Alex.
That sucked, but...
They dropped the trumpet player.
All right. Well, let's put the whole band back to work, shall we? You want to do Patriotic next?
Sure.
All right. We're speaking with and listening to the band Rubble Bucket, performing tonight at the Music Hall of Williamsburg here in New York, and performing for us this afternoon on Soundcheck. This song's called Patriotic. The EP, Save Charlie, is out now. Here's another live performance from Rubble Bucket.
Thank you.
Rubble Bucket, live on Soundcheck with a song called Patriotic. Hope you're enjoying our live session with Rubble Bucket here at soundcheck.org. We do this pretty much every day at 2 p.m. Tomorrow, Detroit rapper Danny Brown. He's a young man, but for some reason he's named his latest album Old. And we'll find out why when he joins us to play live tomorrow, 2 p.m. here at soundcheck.org. Right now we're listening to Rubble Bucket, playing tonight here in New York at the Music Hall of Williamsburg, and playing for us this afternoon here in the Soundcheck studio. What did you guys grow up? I mean, Kalnia, you grew up playing saxophone. Were you?
Yeah.
What kind of music was in the house when you were growing up?
Well, my house I grew up in Vermont, and with my all my family played a lot of folk music and like old time Irish and like Appalachian music. And then I think my uncle gave me a John Coltrane record, and I it was Giant Steps, and that that was what I was into. I was just into kind of whatever jazz my family introduced me to, and that's all the CDs I loved for so long. Like, I didn't even know much or anything about rock and roll ever until I met everyone in this band.
And
it's
you,
really
Alex, what did you grow up listening to?
Early on, my dad had got me into Jefferson Airplane and Quicksilver Messenger Service and some of these older psychedelic rock
the
bands.
Hippie bands. Yeah.
And then got into Beatles and other rock and roll. But he introduced me to this band called Don Ellis Orchestra, which is it's really interesting stuff. And that was what I that was my punk music. I would blast that out of the windows, and people, it's detuned, 14 detuned clarinets, playing.
Yeah.
And people would be like, what the heck are you listening to?
You would find Don Ellis records in the jazz stacks back in the days when there were record stores with stacks, but it's not quite that, is it?
It's pretty far out.
Yeah, yeah. It is. Kind of spacey sci-fi kind of.
Yeah, I think Cal and I were both really into Beck, too.
Into Beck, okay. Yeah, Now, the reason I ask is because we've been kind of asking a lot of our guests reverse questions, which is there music you've introduced your parents to? And how did that work out?
I try to show them all the music I love, and they just stick to their Stan Rogers and Irish music.
Mm-hmm.
they won't grasp
I just want to say there is nothing wrong with Stan Rogers. Great late Canadian folk singer.
I'm not being disparaging.
They're just not listening to it, huh?
No, I think that they'll indulge me, but then they just go back.
But
to
it doesn't
like.
Stick, is
yeah.
what you're saying. All right. Alex.
And I can't really say that I've successfully gotten my parents to listen to anything that I was into.
Well,
that's what I was going to say. I mean, they must know Rubble Bucket.
Yeah, they're familiar
at least.
With Rubble Bucket, and? The band. They like it. Yeah, they really like it. They're really, really supportive.
Let me just ask, if they didn't like it, would they tell you?
My mom and dad can be pretty critical, but in a good way,
All right.
But yeah, they're clear when they don't. Parents do share if they think something isn't the way it's supposed to be.
my mom definitely does.
But I remember trying to convince my dad before he won me over to the Beatles when I was 9, 10 years old. I remember trying to convince him that Oasis was better than the Beatles. And he never bought it, and I think I ended up switching over.
Okay. Well, at least they all agree on your band. Rubble Bucket is the name of the group. Save Charlie is the EP. It's out now, and they've been playing for us here on Soundcheck today. Guys, it's been a lot of fun. Thank you so much for coming in and playing
Thank
for
you
us.
So
Thanks
much.
For having us.